Gabriel's Clock by Hilton Pashley. Read by Joe Cohen. 1. Jonathan. In the blink of an eye, Jonathan's life changed forever. Not moments before, he'd been sitting in the cottage kitchen eating his dinner. Now he was hurtling down the cellar steps as three black shapes burst through the lounge window. Jonathan's mother screamed and pulled him across the cluttered cellar, while his father slammed the door shut behind them. With a shaking hand, he turned a rusty iron key in the lock and backed away, his face pale.
"What's happening?" cried Jonathan. "Who is that? Why are they breaking into our house?"
His father looked at him and shook his head wordlessly. For the first time in his life, Jonathan realized what true fear looked like. Stark, naked, gut-churning fear. He watched in terror as the cellar door rattled on its hinges. The room shook with the force of the blows, dust sifting from the ceiling like icing sugar.
"They found us," said his father.
"Who found us?" Jonathan cried. "I don't understand."
His mother held him tightly, kissing the crown of his head, squeezing her eyes shut to keep tears from falling into his hair.
"I'm sorry, Jonathan," she whispered to him. "I'm so sorry. We tried so hard to protect you."
With an awful crack, a huge fist punched its way through the door, splintering the ancient wood like kindling. The fist withdrew, and, through the gap, a face peered in at the huddled family. The face had no visible features, just a smooth expanse of skin between hairline and shirt collar. Jonathan screamed and pointed as the face smiled. If the sudden appearance of a crimson slit filled with jagged teeth could be called a smile.
"It's Crow," gasped Jonathan.